When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are live. Happy Sunday. Hey, Ali. We both did our intros together there. How has your game week been, mate? I'm Jamie Tichy. I'm joined by Ali Hangarov. Last year's winner of FPL. Ali, any glimmer of hope this weekend?
I had some hopes before the game week started, but now it's finished and I'm on another red arrow, so I'm here to rant, everybody, for those who want to see me struggle. I mean, I'm here for you, but I'm in good spirits.
You are, mate. Yeah, I like the fact that FPL isn't influencing your mood too much, because we come on a Sunday night and we react to the game week we've just seen. And so often the case this season, you've been on red arrows, and which is out of character, considering last year you won the thing, and the year before that you finished 215th. But you're always still in fairly good spirits. I think I perhaps let FPL affect my mood too much. I'm on a small green arrow this week, so we'll have light and shade. We'll see Ali's bad game week, but we'll see my fairly good one coming up as well. Sorry, Ali. Should we kick off with... reacting to the fact it's been a high-scoring game, hasn't it? Tons of different goal scorers, but not massive hauls by the likes of Haaland or Salah this week either.
Yeah, it's been a... The schedule of the games are... It's quite funny because we're used to have a lot of the games played on Saturday, and you watch most of the games on Saturday, and then on Sunday you have just a couple to talk about, but... we've had a couple of game weeks that are for very, very, the fixture, we've been really spoiled on Sundays this year. So I like it, but at the same time, it's hard to, get a good look at it when you have so many games on Sunday, and so many good games, by the way. These games today were... really far from shy from goals, you know. It's been a hell of a game week.
Yes, so you have less time to react to it. I mean, we obviously watch a couple of the live games, but can't watch them all live on a Sunday. And this, the weeks where there's a lot of European football, and obviously there's a lot of English clubs playing, not just Champions League, but the Thursday night games too, means that a lot of them, all those on the Thursdays, have to play on the Sundays. So guys, hello to everyone in the chat. Do hit that like button if you can. Let's kick off, shall we, with seeing your team, Ali. I mean, we've just got in the chat now the 30% off offer, and just shout out, if you're not already a member, then do go check out the Scout members area. But let's have a look at your team, Ali. This is your team to points, but we'll also talk about your plans now for Game Week 15, because the deadline is Tuesday. Literally, we are 48 hours, not even, away from the deadlines, 47 hours from the deadline as we record this. So we're thinking quickly, and every week we're presented with a couple of different options, none more so, before we go into your team in detail, I guess, than this week, a goalkeeper presents itself. We saw it last week with Kelleher, but even more so this week, we have Newcastle's number two, Dubravka, 3.9 million. Pope likely to be out for a fair few months. What's your take there? I mean, who's your keeper at the moment? You've got Areola, right?
Yeah, I've got Areola. I mean, I've been waiting for that clean sheet wipeout for like 50 minutes, and it finally came. So there was no
first
surprise.
Shot. Yeah. First shot, I
first
think
shot.
It was.
Yeah. So I think Dubravka, he's been really good for Newcastle, and when they've started, you know, improving their team and getting Pope, we knew that it's a second choice, but he's always been a decent enough goalkeeper to have him in your FPL teams. And I think with the way goalkeeper's situation is at the moment is, I think Dubravka is a no-brainer. I mean, for the home fixtures, Newcastle is always good for clean sheets, and I think he's it's just a bargain.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. I'll be making that move this week. Will you sell Areola, or will you sell your backup? Because most of us have got a 4 million Turner or a 3.9 Strakosha. It makes sense to me, if you can afford it, to keep Areola, because you bought him for so cheap. And we don't know. Dubravka could have some bad games in December. Transfer window opens in January. They could go and buy or get a good loan. You know, De Gea's available. They could get a loan from Saudi. Mendy plays in Saudi. I just feel like Areola makes sense as a backup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm planning to get rid of Turner instead, because Areola is always there. I think there's not much of a price difference between them two. It's 0.03, and it's I think it's just a matter of I'd like to be able to, you know, be ready for the festive period, because there will be a lot of injuries, and goalkeepers included. So you just want to minimize your number of transfers, and I think Areola on your bench could be the way.
Yeah, I think so. So if we're looking at your team this week, we can see you had, the likes of Matty Cash come on for the one-pointer, Tsimikas conceding, Gabriel conceding late. I guess let's talk about the positive, though. Kudus, as you brought him in last week, two returns and another return this week. That was a nice little differential find.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that actually dragged me, because otherwise I would have had a bigger drop in rank, because I didn't have Saka, I didn't captain Haaland. So there was a threat, and I knew my transfer of the game week was Adingra out for Trossard, so I had enough funds to do so. And one option I had was Martinelli to Saka and keeping Adingra. So I had to go all differential, and I have too many of them at the moment, and that's why I knew the risk. That's why I'm so calm. I didn't expect a lot more from it. It's either you do well, or otherwise you just go down with the rest of the dead teams now. So basically I'm on 50 points, 3.2 million. I'm in good spirits. I think I can. Now it's a bigger challenge. The bigger my red arrow goes, the bigger the challenge I have in front of
Love
me
that.
Too. Yeah, so I'm excited about it. I can't say I'm having fun at the moment, because a lot of things going against me in FPL, like Darwin today.
So your captain. You went rogue, didn't you? Captain Darwin, yeah. But he misses big chances. He hits the crossbar. It could have been a nice little win, that, but you just wrong side of the green there.
Yeah, I didn't nail my Arsenal assets.
Martinelli hit the post.
Yeah, he was close. Trossard had one-on-one, and it was a frustrating game to watch, the Arsenal game, because I had three assets, and Gabriel clean sheet wipeout was at the end of the game. Very unnecessary. So it was a tough watch, because they had a lot of chances, and I think it could have been on the other day. It could have been 4 or 5-0, but here it is.
Yeah.
So Son was a nice assist and a goal point, even though he was some of the points were deducted for the own goal. So Salah was an assist. Could have been a lot more. In the game when Liverpool scores, they score 4 goals, and Salah and Darwin get basically nothing.
One assist between the two over 4 goals is pretty rare. They're the two biggest attacking threats. Luis Diaz as well. I don't think he got an attack in return. So the points coming from Tsimikas assist, Trent goal and an assist. Yeah, it was a good game, that, Liverpool. And when we look forward to game week 15, Ali, I know you've been going rogue with captaincy. And maybe you go back, but at the moment, Son has a good home fixture against West Ham. Haaland goes to Villa. Saka's got an okay fixture, but you look at Spurs. You look at Liverpool and go Sheffield United away. You got to put the armband there, haven't you? Or are you tempted by a Son home fixture? I know you like backing the home player, and Saka, Salah, and Haaland are all away.
It's all up in the air, because most of the good teams have good fixtures, so including Arsenal, Liverpool, and I think West Ham is a good fixture for Spurs
as
well.
Yeah.
The only caveat is that it's only 2 or 3 days away, so I don't think we'll be seeing, you know, teams going all guns blazing because they have another game in 2 or 3 days. So fixture congestion is an issue at the moment, and I don't see Arsenal going all out attack, especially in an away fixture. So it's tough to call, but at the moment I'm leaning towards Salah because he's an obvious option, even though he disappointed this week. But still, Luton defense is pretty much no. Sheffield United's defense is pretty much
the worst.
The one to you know, target at the moment. So
do you think Darwin starts against Sheffield United? Because for me, it was going to be dependent on how he played versus Fulham, and obviously with him missing, do you think Hakpo could come in and start as number nine, or do you think Darwin keeps his spot?
So the thing with Darwin, every time I get him, I'm not worried about his benching because he could easily come off the bench and score. That's one player that sometimes you want to play the last 20 minutes against the tired opposition legs because he's energetic, he's fast, he's always causing chaos in the opposition box. And maybe he's the one that could be a good, you know, impact sub, just like some of the other players, like Trossard. Sometimes when they start, it's hard for them to impact the game, but some players are just tailor-made for the 15, 20 minutes cameo, and they can, you know, score a brace in that. Yeah, you won't get much bonus points, and you have less time, but I think I don't see much of a problem when Darwin is benched.
Yeah, okay. So early thoughts, you're going to likely buy Dubravka, and that'll probably be your only transfer this week. I mean, your squad's good enough. You don't necessarily need a pushing transfer there, right?
It's good enough, but I don't think I have many starters in the team. I can see easily like 3 or 4 players of mine benched. And basically, I'm not confident about Martinelli. I'm not confident about Trossard.
But if Martinelli doesn't start, then Trossard probably does. So you get one of them.
Yeah, but Trossard played in the midfield in the Havertz position.
Midfield 3, yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah. But if Martinelli is out the 11, who's going to play on the left? You'd think Trossard comes in there.
Yeah, but I don't think Gabriel Jesus will be starting, to be honest, because
he's been out for a while.
Yeah, he's been out for a while, and I don't think he will risk it. But you never know. It's Arsenal. It's Arteta. You never know what he's thinking. He could play Havertz up front. I mean, it's hard to call at the moment. But it's nice to see. It's nice to see Martin Odegaard pulling strings in the midfield.
Yeah, he looked good.
I think he was a man of the match for me because he's created a lot. He's in good form at the moment after coming back from the injury. So this could be a nice little differential for those who have funds and want to go a little bit different. Not like I did with Trossard and Martinelli. So
that was right. I liked it there. FPL Freddie, I think Salah, Darwin, Diaz and Hakpo could all start. Maybe they could, Freddie. I wouldn't be surprised. Luke says, Gianni, thoughts on cash to Livramento? Loads own cash. Seeing him come on today, knowing he was benched, knowing he was taken off at halftime last game week, knowing he has Man City and Arsenal coming up, cash is a hard sell. For me, I'll be selling him probably the week after next, or end of this week, game week 15. Game week 16 on Friday, because I want to prioritise a goalkeeper transfer this week. But there's great options. You can stay in the same price bracket and go to an Arsenal defender, a Porro, a Walker, a Reece James, all good options. Or you can save money and go to a Livramento or a Lascelles. I'm already going to own... I own Lascelles. I'm going to own Dubravka. I'm not going to go and get a third Newcastle defensive asset, knowing I might want to get on a Gordon or an Isak or a Wilson at some point soon. So, yeah, cash sell to Livramento sounds good, depending on who else you've got in your team. But you do have a good gift there in goal as well, remember, from the same team. A 3.9 starter in Dubravka. He's going to have a price rise, surely, this game week. And let's move on and have a quick look at my team, Ali. Good luck for game week 15. I look forward to seeing what you're doing. As always, it'll be something a little bit different, which makes FPL exciting. So I had a very small green arrow this week. Like, I think I started the game week on 350. I ended it on, 320-ish. So it's fine. I mean, Lascelles benching was a bit annoying, but I guess I was always going to bench him. I actually even started Cash ahead of him. So maybe I fancied Man United to grab a goal. But just seeing how dominant Newcastle were against Man United, again, it makes me just think, invest in that back line. Like, they truly are Man City, Arsenal, Newcastle, the standout three back lines in the league. Elsewhere, Burmo, fine. Nice to get a little return. Palmer benching was annoying because I do think like it was about to come on and then Chelsea win a penalty when Palmer is stood on the touchline about to come on. That's frustrating. Saka, Son, nice. I mean, I sold the RB and Watkins, both with returns at Villa. Watkins with double digits. I'm fine with that decision. Like, I was big on Darwin and I hope it pays off in the next couple of weeks. But Ali, let's move off my team and have a look at some of the headlines of the game week so far, shall we? What was your biggest takeaway from today's football? Like, there were so many games and so many goals. I mean, Spurs were impressive, weren't they?
They were. And I think we've... some of the attacking players don't come back soon enough, I think we have a lot of options, the budget options in that Spurs team that we could maybe consider, like Johnson or maybe Lo Celso, who plays the number 10 at the moment in the absence of Madison. So Spurs were really, really impressive, especially what I've noticed with them, that they're a completely different side to the last seasons. They're fearless. They go against any opposition. They're attacking, fun to watch. It's hard to say as an Arsenal fan, but they are at the moment. And in terms of attacking potential, they have a lot and they have good assets for the FPL as well. So I'm looking at Lo Celso. I think he's 4.8 million and yeah, he could be a really good enabler, especially after this fixture. I think Spurs have decent enough fixtures in the next five or six.
Yeah, I think so. I like that. I also look at the Spurs backline, and whilst I expect them to concede pretty much every game, I know they've kept a couple of cleans, but Porro and Adoji do play like inside tens at time. Like, I think even pre-match, Pep was talking about Postecoglou saying, I think an interviewer maybe said something along the lines of, oh, like Postecoglou is similar with you, like with the fullbacks going into midfield. And Pep was like, no, I don't play like this. Like, I've not seen this before. This is genius. Like, he's got his fullbacks playing as number 10s. And they do. There's so much goal threat there for Porro. He hasn't really been having too many shots of late. But he's on all the set pieces. He pops up in the right positions. Porro's going to get some monster hauls soon, isn't he?
Yeah, he will. I think, I'm not sure about the clean sheets because they play West Ham at home. Newcastle, I don't think is a good fixture for clean sheet. Newcastle likes to score. Forest away could be a shout. Everton at home. So they have pretty much two tough fixtures in the next six, I believe, with Brighton away and Newcastle at home. So basically they're all with West Ham, Forest and Everton, even Brighton are still yet to keep a clean sheet this season. So it's for their attackers, I think they're really good fixtures at home.
Yeah, I might just go there. I'm still undecided who my cash replacement is. Walker, Porro, or James. It's between those three. I'm not going to a second Arsenal defender. I'm happy with just one. And I'm not going to Livra because I've got the sales. Elsewhere today, Ali. Where do we start? Let's just touch on Chelsea. I have to go there fairly early. My team. From game week 16, the fixtures are insane, Ali. Like, so, so good. At the moment, I've just got Palmer. I still don't quite know where my commitment will be. But they are starting to score goals. Like, playing Brighton with 10 men for the majority of that game is not easy. And they still popped up with three goals.
Oh, yeah. Chelsea's has been really inspiring. Not the last game week, but I think they've...
Before that, yeah. They scored four versus Spurs, four versus Man City, three against Brighton. That's in the last four games, those three performances.
Yeah, they've struggled only against Newcastle away, which is... Yeah. They're a solid team. I mean, you could expect them to struggle. They're not at the same level of transition at the moment. So it's always a hard fixture. But Chelsea... Coming after the Man United game, I think they have Everton, Sheffield United, Wolves away, Palace, Luton, you know, green of the sea of green fixtures. Fulham at home. So I think we will be jumping on to Chelsea assets. The question is which ones. And I like watching Sterling at the moment.
Yeah.
I think Palmer needed rest because he's played a lot of games recently in the cup competitions as well. And I think it was, coming for him. But with Chelsea, I mean, Palmer, Sterling, the free kick he scored against Newcastle's class, and he's been in good form this year. I've been waiting for Nkunku coming back, and I don't think it was on a bench today.
There was talk that he was gonna be on the bench. I'll just look now as we're talking, but yeah, he definitely didn't come on. I don't know if he made the bench. Yeah. And
I don't think he did.
Okay.
So Chelsea is exciting. So we have one more week to assess what's there to come. So James is up there. I think everybody will be buying James.
5.4-ish, I think he is. Like, Rhys James is as low as you'll remember. Like, his net, he won't be that cheap again next year if he has a good second half of the season.
Yeah, it's a roulette with him, with his injuries. I mean, I'd like to think that his suspension got him a good rest after he's played a couple of fixtures. So I think James is there. Colwell scored today. I didn't see the goal, but
yeah, I did. Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It was sort of a header across the area, and he wins the header, and it's a nice finish. He celebrated like crazy, and then 5 seconds later. 2 seconds later, realized he played for Brighton last year and sort of went, oh, I don't want to celebrate against my old club.
Yeah, it's there's a weird relationship between Chelsea and Brighton because they've been buying their assets, loaning players to them, and then dragging their...
Stealing their managers.
Yes, exactly. And I think I've seen some of the papers talking about De Zerbi coming to Chelsea, but it's too early because... Yeah. I don't think Pochettino is there to leave, and he will get enough time to, adapt at the club. So,
yeah, Freddie in the chat says, "Do we go Jackson again? No, don't do it because look, Jackson was good today, but Broya can come in and play, and is a very good striker. And there's not much between the two in terms of pecking order. But also, we don't know where Nkunku is going to play, and Nkunku could be the sole and only number nine." And then, you know, Jackson and Broya are going to be benched. Elsewhere, Newcastle 1, Man United 0, which on your screen says a Sunday game. I forget the time difference between us. So that was obviously a late Saturday game in the UK. But depending on where in the world you're watching, Newcastle winning on the Sunday. Great performance from Newcastle. It was dominant from start to finish. When you look at the XG, I was in the scout members area earlier, just looking at some of the XG between the games. And it actually reminded me, the XG plot maps of this game were very similar to Newcastle in the Champions League versus PSG and AC Milan, where they had no XG and their opponent absolutely battered them. Well, this one, it was good to see Newcastle come out on top, not just with the goal, but with the dominant display. And Anthony Gordon still isn't in my team, and he just looks like he's flying at the moment, as well as the defenders, like Trippier back to his bonus point best. Livramento was amazing at left back. They're a team we should be looking at, right? Because the fixtures aren't bad for Newcastle coming up. They've got a really nice run from 16-17, I think.
Yeah, it's hard to hate on Newcastle at the moment because I just feel really annoyed because I bigged up Gordon right before he started scoring goals, and I advised all of my friends to get him, and so I got Almiron myself on my wild card, and I'm beating up myself for that. So basically, Newcastle have Everton and Spurs, and then Fulham at home, Luton. Nice little run of fixtures for their assets. The problem is I don't have any. So in the Champions League, I'm not sure how they will be. I'm not sure how they will be setting up for that team for that game and managing to keep everyone fit for the something happened?
No, I don't think so. I think we're good.
Okay. Okay, let's go on then. basically.
Yeah, they got AC Milan, haven't they? That AC Milan game's kind of, well, it could define their, they'll see it as defining their season. It could, depending on the result in that game, they either qualify in the Champions League, they either get Europa League, which wouldn't be an end of the world with a group they had, or they could finish bottom. So that is a huge game. And same for AC Milan. They need to win it, AC Milan, I think, to go through. So, yeah, a huge amount of energy into that football match. But I guess I was worried for Newcastle, which is probably why I didn't go to Gordon on my wild card. I was worried about the amount of fixtures. And I was like, the Champions League's a priority. They're doing well in the Carabao Cup. The FA Cup starts soon. Like, they play Chelsea in the Carabao Cup very soon. And I was thinking, with their small-ish squad, are the demands going to be too high? But so far, other than that little blip when they looked tired against Bournemouth a couple of weeks ago, they lost 2-0 at the Vitality. I feel like they've looked fairly fresh every weekend off the back of Europe, which is quite a surprise, really.
Yeah, it's that's what I expected. A lot of people said that they overachieved last year. I've seen a lot of people saying that, but I've been really I've been really praising their players and their energy in every game, because it's tough to play, you know, every 3-4 days and keep the fresh team and still manage to score a lot of goals with a solid defense. I mean, they have lost Tonali for a new recruit, and I think their squad at the moment is thinner than the last year, and they don't have many players coming in from the bench. They have academy players lined up on the bench every game, and they've still managed to pull out performances like that. Man United had nothing to offer yesterday.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, very little. Yeah, you're right. And yeah, watching Rashford's performance versus Gordon, you're looking at it and go, how is one a starter often for England and the other one not in the squad? It's the wrong way around. Just got to touch on very quickly, like, shout out to Burnley with the 5-0 win. I think many of us saw that coming, maybe not the five goals, but we saw a Burnley clean sheet and we saw Burnley winning that football match. Now, if Burnley can go and score five against Sheffield United, what will Mo Salah do on Wednesday or Tuesday? I can't remember what day he plays. Wednesday, I assume. Matty Taylor, for those that had him. Charlie Taylor, sorry. Matty Cash. 10 points for Taylor. For those that had him in their 11, well done. There's a few that had him on the bench that will be blocked by a Palmer one-pointer, which is frustrating. Big win for Everton away at Forest as well. I still don't think there's huge FPL interest in those four teams. We won't hang around on those fixtures. What about Brentford, Ali? Like, many bought in Mbeumo this week. You didn't because you knew that's the template and you're trying to veer away from that as you're chasing. But many expected more than the 5 points. And he actually came off after just over an hour. I guess that's purely because fixtures come thick and fast and they felt like the game was won.
Yeah, I've been refusing getting Mbeumo into my team this season. So I decided not to change that. Keep it the way it is. I'm not going to get him. Because I have too many other issues in my team, and I really want to basically play different at the moment. If you're ranked 3 million in game week 14, I think you might as well start having fun. So, and Mbeumo, I knew everybody that would be the most transferred player in the So I liked the first half of Brentford Luton game because it was low scoring. I think it was 0-0, and then once the second half kicked in, I think they start scoring goals. And with Brentford, I'm not sure they're consistent enough. That's the issue I have with Brentford, and I'm not. You won't really be considering Mope. You won't be considering Wissa. I think Mbeumo is the only player that is FPL relevant. And I'm trying to go different now, so it's not my style of play.
Well, they got the blank coming up now as well, so it's almost like it was the right time to bring him in this week because of the Luton fixture and three other okay fixtures. Sheffield United is included in that, but so is Villa, and then the blank. Now it just feels a little bit late. You may as well wait till after the blank if you're going to go there. One or two other headlines to touch on. Double Arsenal defence has been popular, Ali. There are loads of managers out there that were probably went to a double Arsenal defence and were cruising against Wolves, and then Arsenal conceded late. Is that a sign of things to come, that Arsenal will continue to get reward those that went double Arsenal defence? Like, unlucky to concede against Wolves late. Like, do you think it's a good move, or is the upside just too low? Because I think if I'm going double Arsenal defence, I'd be tempted to look at a Tomiyasu because he's 4.5. My fear is Ben White comes back into the 11, but Tomiyasu's got roots to the 11 without being at right back. Like, we've seen him play at left back instead of Zinchenko at times. At 4.5, feels like it could be a bit of a good value pick.
It depends. With defensive double ups, I don't like them much unless it's a high upside players like Trent or Robertson, or they're attacking. In case of conceding, they'll still bring you points like Trent did today. We all remember doubling up on Liverpool when they were keeping clean sheets, and Robertson and Trent were really, really, they had a high ceiling of every game they played, away, home, didn't really matter. That's the case for doubling up. In case you double up with a goalkeeper and the center back, I don't think there's much of an upside in that, because with Arsenal inverting wingbacks, with Tomiyasu and Zinchenko, it's tough to call when they will be regular starters, because Zini had a good couple of games back to back. Tomiyasu have been really, really outstanding in terms of his performances, and he's better at inverting if you compare him to Ben White. Ben White is more of a, he's running around the flank more rather than moving into the middle of the park. But I'm not sure about Tomiyasu starts. I think he was subbed off with a minor injury. You're not sure how serious it is. So it's the caveat with Tomiyasu. He's not fit enough to play many consecutive games. It's a short-term move only. And we still need to wait for the news, because he was subbed off for an injury.
Interesting. I completely missed that. I'm glad you flagged that. Yeah, he looks so good. Assists popping up for both Zinchenko and Tomiyasu. Ali, final thoughts of the game week for you as we look forward to game week 15 then, in terms of like where most are likely to make their transfer. You think the goalkeeper move is very likely to happen? Like, what percentage would you put on the fact you're going to bring Dubravka into your squad? Like, are you at 80, 90% likely to do that, you think?
I was actually initially planning to roll this game week just to have a mini operation in game week 16, because I look at my team, I'm not confident of many starts. I want to shuffle around some of the players and bring maybe a better, maybe a more talismanic players like Saka. Maybe we'll see what I do with my team, but I didn't plan to make any transfers this game week. The only question is captaincy. But with Pope getting injured, I think Dubravka is on the cards for many of the managers, because we've been really, really upset with Areola performances, and so I think we are hungry for a good goalkeeper.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for watching. If you want to hit the like button on your way out, that'd be amazing. If you're just joining, go back and check out the last 40 minutes or so. Of course, subscribe to Fantasy Football Scout if you're not already. You can find Ali and I both on Twitter. Do check out Ali's tweet, because I think probably pinned to the top of his page, hopefully, is his book. Go check that out if you've not already read his experiences from last season. I forwarded on the book, and it's such a good read. If you want to know more from me and my team throughout the game week. Then I'll be releasing a team selection video on my YouTube channel, the Gianni Batic YouTube channel, first thing in the morning. But you've seen a sneak peek of what my plans are already in this video. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Ali, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, mate.
See you, guys.